Good afternoon. So when we look at the solar radiation spectrum, we can see sunlight has quite uniform radiation spectrum across the wavelengths. And actually, the relative proportion of blue, green, red, and far radiation is almost 1:1:1:1 ratio. And in greenhouse, we have the ability to manipulate the solar radiation spectrum by using a greenhouse covering material. And an objective for solar spectrum manipulation for greenhouse application has been to transmit the most effective part of the radiation spectrum for photosynthesis and plant growth. And engineers who are not plant scientists often have used this chlorophyll absorption curve to establish the ideal wavelength selection. And this curve has been interpreted in the way that green and far radiation are much less useful than blue and red radiation for photosynthesis and plant growth because of their lower absorption by chlorophylls. And with these ideas, engineers have led two major approaches for solar spectral manipulation for greenhouse applications. So first approach is developing spectral conversion film, which can convert green radiation at least partially into more photosynthetically efficient red radiation. And the second approach is using near-infrared selective photovoltaic system, which transmit the photosynthetically active radiation inside the greenhouse for photosynthesis, but observe the infrared, near-infrared region, including infrared, for electricity generation and heat storage for the greenhouse use. However, despite the lower absorption of green and far radiation by chlorophylls, we know that this spectrum regulates the photosynthesis, plant morphology, and leaf pigmentation. For example, 70 to 80% of green radiation is absorbed by a plant leaf, and also at least some of the green radiation transmitted through or reflected by a plant leaf can be used by other leaves nearby or below in the plant canopy. And also when the quantum yield or photosynthetic efficiency of each wavelength was evaluated in 22 different crop species, the relative quantum efficiency for broadband green radiation was only 4% lower than that of red radiation, or it was slightly higher than blue radiation. Also, recently, several studies showed adding far radiation to the shorter wavelengths can increase the photochemistry and net photosynthesis. Also, we know that increasing the proportion of green and far radiation can reduce the leaf pigmentation and also induce shade avoidance responses, including the promotion of leaf expansion and stem elongation, which can increase the radiation capture of a whole plant canopy. So if we only consider the chlorophyll absorption curve and if we don't consider the role of green and far radiation in the plant photosynthesis, plant morphology, and leaf pigmentation, the effects of this spectrum on plant growth can be underestimated. So this point makes it less clear whether the current approaches for solar spectrum manipulation for greenhouse application can contribute to enhancing the crop productivity and crop quality. So in this study, we investigated how the converting green into at least partially into red radiation and excluding far radiation from the radiation spectrum influenced plant growth and leaf pigmentation. And we postulated that conversion of green into red radiation and exclusion of far red would have minimal impacts on plant photosynthesis while suppressing the extension growth of leaf and stem, potentially reducing the plant biomass accumulation. We also postulated that reduction in the green and far radiation would increase the leaf pigmentation. And in this study, we tested the spectral effects using emulated lighting delivered from LEDs in our controlled environment lighting laboratory. And for emulated lighting treatments, as a control to mimic the solar radiation spectrum, we delivered blue, green, red, and far radiation in the same proportion with 60 micromole for each. So total photosynthetic photon flux density between 400 nanometer to 700 nanometer was 180 micromole per square meter per second. And to see the effects of conversion of green into red radiation in the other four treatments, we kept blue photon flux density constant, but the green radiation was partially or fully replaced with green, red radiation. And to see the effects of exclusion of far red, we had four identical treatments without far red radiation. This was the spectral distribution for our emulated lighting treatments. And the peak of blue, green, red far red LED used in this study was 449, 526, 664, and 733 nanometer respectively. And under these nine emulated lighting treatments, we grew the seedling of red leaf lettuce and tomato using hydroponic system deep water culture for 3 weeks with the following growing condition. Then getting into the results. This is the photo for red leaf lettuce and tomato 3 weeks after the source, the lighting treatments. And as you can see, compared to the plants grown with far radiation on the left, on the right, without far radiation, the plant diameter of lettuce and plant height of tomato was much smaller. But under both with and without far radiation, converting green, at least partially, into red radiation had little impact on the overall plant size. And consistently, when we performed the ANOVA test to see whether each plant growth parameter was affected by the amount of green or amount of far radiation in each species, we observed that converting green at least into red radiation influenced the dry fresh weight of the lettuce and leaf chlorophyll concentration in tomato, while it had little impact on other plant growth parameters. But in contrast, for the existence of far radiation influenced the most of the plant growth parameters we investigated in both species. In addition to the ANOVA test, we also performed the linear regression analysis for each plant growth parameters. So we have the data for plant diameter of lettuce on the left, and on the right we have the data for plant height of tomato. And each graph shows whether each plant growth parameter was correlated with the percentage of green radiation among the total PPFD of lighting treatments for each far radiation level. The red data points indicate the inclusion of far radiation condition, and the green data points indicate the exclusion of far radiation condition. So for lettuce, we observed that percentage of green radiation had little impact on the plant diameter regardless of the far radiation level. And when we consider the 0% of green radiation represent the case where the green radiation was fully replaced with red radiation, and 33% of green radiation indicate the control condition, which was similar to sunlight without any conversion of green into red radiation. This data shows converting green into red radiation had little impact on the plant diameter of lettuce. But for tomato, we observed that plant height increased as the percentage of green radiation increased. So converting green into red radiation reduced the plant height of tomato by 24% with far radiation condition, and by 11% with exclusion of far radiation condition. And for both species, you can see exclusion of far red reduced the plant diameter of lettuce and plant height of tomato. We also investigated if the leaf sides showed a similar trend with the plant diameter or plant height, and we observed that in both species, converting green into red radiation had little impact on the leaf size. But we observed that exclusion of far red reduce the leaf length of lettuce by 22 to 30%, and the total leaf area of tomato by 10 to 37%. Now I'm presenting the data for fresh weight. And as we recall in the previous slide, we saw that converting green into red radiation had little impact on the leaf expansion. But here I observed that should fresh weight of lettuce decrease as the percentage of green radiation increased when there was far radiation, but not when there was not far radiation. So converting green into red radiation increased the should fresh weight of lettuce by 35%. But in tomato, we did not see this trend, so conversion of green into red radiation has little impact on the should fresh weight. But in this case also, exclusion of far red reduced the fresh weight of lettuce by 22 to 40%, and in tomato by 36 to 57%. This is the data for dry weight, and dry weight showed very similar trends. But for lettuce, we observed an increase in shoot dry weight under both with and without fired radiation when the green light was converted into the red radiation. But the magnitude of increase in shoot dry weight was greater with fired radiation. And the last data I'd like to share with you is the leaf pigmentation. And in this study, we used red leaf lettuce cultivar Cherokee. So we did LAB color analysis to quantify the red coloration. And the data presenting here is a prime value, which show how red or how green the leaf appear to us. So the higher the A prime value is, the redder the lettuce leaf is. And we observed that under exclusion of fired radiation condition, A prime value decreased as the percentage of green radiation increased. So when we exclude the far red, converting green into red radiation increased the red coloration in the lettuce leaf. But with far radiation, A prime value generally decreased, and the percentage of green radiation had little impact on the red coloration. For tomato, we evaluated the leaf chlorophyll concentration by using SPAD index, and converting green into red radiation slightly increased the SPAD index regardless of the far radiation level. And also exclusion of far red increased the SPAD index, but the increase in SPAD index or leaf chlorophyll concentration was greater by exclusion of far red than conversion of green into red radiation. So in summary, in this study, we investigated how the current approaches for solar spectrum manipulation influence plant growth and leaf pigmentation in tomato and lettuce crops. And we observed that converting green, at least partially, into red radiation inhibited the stem elongation in tomato, while it had little impacts on leaf expansion in both species. But without leaf expansion, we observed that conversion green into red radiation reduced the dry weight in lettuce and leaf pigmentation in both lettuce and tomato. But in the case of the exclusion of far red, we observed that in both species, it reduced the plant diameter or plant height, leaf expansion, and subsequent dry mass accumulation, while there were increase in leaf pigmentation. So our results indicate that both approaches can enhance the leaf pigmentation, but from plant growth standpoint, the exclusion of far red can inhibit plant growth, while there can be some value in converting green into red radiation. But currently, there are some reduction in the photosynthetically active radiation in the process of spectral conversion. So for plant growth, the benefits of spectral conversion and the loss of photons should be considered at the same time. Then I'd like to thank many people, company, and funding agency who supported this research. Thank you for your attention. Any questions, Ricardo?
Do you see any difference between the biomass location between stem and leaves when you change the percent far red?
So the question was if there was any changes in carbon partitioning between stem and leaf. We just measured the shoot fresh weight of the whole plant, so we didn't investigate the carbon partitioning.
Yes, it's always hard to keep the PPFD the same when the plants get drawn, but I guess you had a system to raise the lights so the PPFD was the same at the top of the tomato canopy.
So the question was if PPFD was constantly kept same depending on the plant height. No, we just set the PPFD at the initial stage, and then as the crop grows, we didn't change the PPFD for this study.
So the tall tomatoes would have gotten more light.
Yeah, that's true.